The opinions expressed are solely those of the hosts and guests of the show and are not endorsed by Rappahannock Radio, its partners, or employees. Any information provided by the show is not intended to create, diagnose, treat, or cure any illness, disease, or legal issue. Rappahannock Radio is not responsible for any damages or complications created by following it.
From Sunrise to Singapore, from Beijing to Brooklyn, and all points in between, you're tuned in to Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and for my guests, good morning. We are coming to you live tonight from the Sunrise Lakes Phase 3 Clubhouse in Sunrise, Florida. It's a beautiful evening outside, so I'm getting ready to set. I want to wish everybody that's celebrating Passover a very happy and fruitful Passover. We hope as you celebrate your freedom that it helps you to unbind your mind as well so you can set it up a year of greatness for yourself and not to enslave yourself any longer and not to be held back by any limiting beliefs. We also want to wish those that will be celebrating Easter a good Friday, this coming Friday, and a very happy Easter Sunday as you celebrate a miracle as well and move forward in your salvation and in your redemption to become a better person. With that said, we're going to start with the Oracle card readings as we do each week. The first one comes to us from Soul Lessons and Soul Purpose Oracle Cards from Sonia Choquette. Sonia Choquette is a world-renowned author, storyteller, vibrational healer, and 6th-century spiritual teacher in international demand for her guidance, wisdom, and capacity to heal the soul. She is the author of 8 best-selling books, including Diary of a Psychic and Trust Revives, and numerous audio editions and card decks. Sonia was educated at the University of Denver, the Sorbonne in Paris, and holds a PhD in metaphysics from the American Institute of Holistic Theology. She resides with her family in Chicago. Her website is www.soniachoquette.com. That's www.soniachoquette.com. And the card we picked today is Count Your Blessings. And it reads, everything is starting to fall into place. Open your heart and feel the blessings at hand. Accept your beauty and grace and let your inner self shine through. You're finally accepting the fullness of your divine spirit. Your soul's purpose right now is to be a success story in the world. You are moving into direct alignment with your full potential. As unfamiliar as this is, all your hopes and dreams are beginning to manifest on the physical plane. You're starting to live a charmed life, and it's well-deserved. Your blessings are abundant and flowing. Even if you feel suspicious of all the goodness coming your way, this wealth is the direct result of your past efforts combined with your willingness to acknowledge all that the universe has to offer you. Your soul's lesson is to expand your capacity to receive goodness and love without resistance. It may take some getting used to, but let yourself fully absorb all the blessings that the Creator has to offer. It's the next step in the natural plan for your soul's growth. Once again, that's from Sonia Choquette, Soul Lessons and Soul Purpose Oracle Cards. The next card we have comes to us from Dory Virtue's Archangel Michael Oracle Cards. And this one says, shield yourself. This card indicates that you're especially sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Archangel Michael is shielding you from harsh energy, but it's also important for you to take action steps to help with this endeavor. For example, avoid situations where anger and or competition are expressed, and stay away from bars, pubs, or other places where chemicals are abused, which can attract lower energies. Follow your natural inclinations, such as keeping to yourself or spending time with soft-spoken, gentle people. Possible meanings for picking this card are you wear or carry a protective crystal, such as black obsidian. Make sure that you're physically protected, including having up-to-date health insurance, an automobile in good working condition, and so forth. Use caution in dealing with this situation or relationship. And the prayer is, Archangel Michael, I ask you to protect me, my loved ones, my vehicle, and my home with your powerful shield. Surround us in your purple light, which allows only pure love to penetrate. Please stay with me day and night and keep my loved ones safe. And then you name your specific people or situations that you want protected. And that is from Archangel Michael's Oracle Cards from Doreen Virtue. Doreen Virtue is a best-selling author and clairvoyant doctor of psychology who works with the angelic and elemental realms. She has appeared on Oprah, The View, Good Morning America, CNN, and other programs, and she presents workshops around the world. Her website is www.angeltherapy.com. That's www.angeltherapy.com. And tonight we are going to talk about shielding yourself while also stepping into your power and maintaining your own personal sustainability. We are very blessed to have someone who believes in their cause. And when you go to one of her websites, which is Generational Change Foundation, which is the generational-change-foundation.com, you'll see what our guest has to say. And she says, ever since the age of 5 years old, I have held strong my vision of being a teacher of the world. Even when those around me told me that I could never do it or that I would never make it, I still stayed true to my dream. My personal and business life journey has taken me on many different paths, and what I have always returned to, my dream. My vision and mission is to have every person feeling listened to, feeling understood, and feeling loved in every country right around the world. I have had the greatest honor of being able to share with the world the importance of communication. So far, I've spoken on stage, presented seminars, authored and co-authored books, made documentaries, been a part of various films, and conducted street interviews. I have been given the greatest honor of being asked to contribute my story to 6 separate books, and I am now a best-selling published author. The book titles are Inspired to Success by Sandy Forrester, Dare to Live by Diane Carter, I Choose to Be Free by Dee Coop, Great Women Volume 1 by Anya Notoya, Source of Wisdom Volume 1, Denise Barone, Source of Wisdom Volume 2, Denise Barone. I have been a collaborator of The Difference film since 2010. This film is about people making a difference in the world. One person can make a difference, but 6,000 people can make a different world. We are reaching out and making a difference to 6 billion people right across the world. We are opening humanity's heart and making a difference. And the website for that is www.thedifference.tv. I have been formally trained in business management, event and festival management, workplace assessor and trainer, business office skills administration, NLP master practitioner, change therapist, transforming communication instructor, life coaching, justice of the peace, St. John Ambulance First Aid Certificate, and she has a blue card for QLDVICWA. You can be assured of the accuracy of the skills and knowledge being shared, as I have had over 15 years of real hands-on raw experience out in the field in all areas of communication, business, and life coaching. Areas of relevant experience have been acquired through working in industries such as manufacturing, hospitality, retail, direct sales, natural therapy, training and development, seminar logistics, debt collection, telecommunications, event coordinator, customer service finance, investing, administration, telephone counseling, and management. I have the greatest honor of being able to contribute to our world as an Africa Alive Foundation ambassador, one of the 1 million women for climate change. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Stacy Ewish to Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. Stacy, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan, for having me here, and hello to everyone who's listening.
And we are very glad that you're here and calling us up from Australia today. And I was just telling everybody, you know, that we are, you know, very blessed to have you. It's evening here and morning for you. So while we're winding down our day, you're just beginning your day, which is a perfect segue into talking about sustainability and the whole idea about balance and what I call yin and yang, or as we refer to it, yin and yang, however people prefer to pronounce that. Stacy, let me ask you, how did you get started with your mission? It says that you've had this vision since you were 5 years old.
Jonathan, I have had this vision since I was 5 years old, and I started sharing my vision with people around me, And when I got to the age of about, I think it was about 19 or 20, then I actually started making the vision come alive. I was actually teaching communication skills to people around me. And at that time, I was doing it all on donation basis. And then I realized that I needed to take care of me because I wasn't being taken care of. And so I put my teaching aside for a little while and I went and did property investing and share trading and things like that. And I knew that once I had enough money, I was actually going to go and build some schools and build some homes for the kids around the world. And what happened was when I got to the point of I was actually able to go and do this, everything was just taken from me. It was just a really bad investment decision on my part, and everything disappeared. But what I realized at that point is that this wasn't something that was being done to me. This was something that I was not meant to go and build the schools or build the homes for everyone. I actually had to sit back and realize that everything already existed. People who were building homes already existed. People who were building schools already existed. People who were running parenting schools. People who were had projects of their own already existed. Everything was already here. And what these people needed was a system, was someone to just come in and keep their wheel turning, become one of the spokes. And what I understood is that my role was not to actually go and build all of this. My role was to bring everyone together, was to bring the projects together, was to bring the money to the projects, was to keep them going, keep them turning, and free up their mental space, free up their heart space, and shift their focus into how many more projects can we reach? How many more people can we reach out in the world? How many more people can attend our programs or go through our schools or come into our homes instead of where is the money coming from? So that's what I'm doing at the moment, is I'm actually helping to shift the focus of each of these people in their projects and their passions into how many more people can we reach now. And I'm actually showing them a very beautiful system, a system that has been around for a long time in helping them to become financially self-sustainable for the life of their project so that they can go and reach more people out in the world. And this way we're actually creating more generational change.
And that is so important. Most of the listeners know I was a United States Peace Corps volunteer. I had the opportunity in July of 2002 to go and serve in the Philippines, and I taught English and math and livelihood skills to the youth offenders at a regional rehabilitation center for youth. And that ended in February of 2003 because I had some medical issues to come home and take care of. And that ended my service. But the whole thing we kept saying, every project we did, how can we make it sustainable? How can we make it last beyond me? After I leave, how can the kids continue to grow? How can they continue to use their studies in English and math and livelihood skills? And that was the catchphrase every meeting we would go to. Sustainability, you need to make it sustainable because after you leave, you want to be able to turn it over to other people to work it and so on and pass it on and pass it on. And that's one of the nuggets I hope the listeners get from us tonight is that make whatever you do sustainable. Use your knowledge and pass it on because the more people you pass that knowledge on, the bigger the difference you're going to make in the world. And I'd like to talk to you more about that and how we make things sustainable, because a lot of times it's the old adage of, you know, give a man a fish, you fed him for the day. Teach a man to fish, you fed him for the rest of his life. So how do we continue to teach people to fish?
I I'm very much in the same boat here. My vision that I've had for the world for a long time, which is to make sure that the kids have somewhere to live and a roof over their head and blankets on their bed, make sure that they have access to really good education, building the schools, the homes, making sure everyone's feeling listened to and understood. This is something that I want to continue as an extension of me for another 300 to 500 years after I leave this planet. And I've always had that vision that it will be set up so that it will be self-perpetuating for when I leave. How do we help people to do that? Is by putting a system in place that is perpetual, something that is self-sustainable, something where the community is taken care of and the people are taken care of as well, not just the projects. So we actually need to look at self-sustainability on every level that we're working with at the moment. First of all, we need to take care of the earth, make sure that we do certified organic farming. We take care of the people, make sure that they have investments that they can invest in, which means they're getting dividends back every couple of months on their money. So they're actually getting money back in their pockets every couple of months. Something, we take care of the community. So making sure that the people in the community have a place that they can come to, a place where they can come and bond and connect with each other and be able to talk and things with each other as well. We take care of the not-for-profit organisations as well out there, showing them how they can actually become financially self-sustainable by putting in some very solid systems that actually work for them and keep them moving, keep them working. And we take care of the businesses as well. So, and the businesses are taken care of when the community is taken care of. Business takes care of itself. The people, because they're being taken care of from the food that they eat and from the connection that they have with the other people in the community, are more whole and complete people and therefore can actually contribute more to businesses. And when people are contributing to the businesses, then the businesses get to actually contribute to the world. And this is a very, it's a complete cycle, something that's very self-perpetuating for a very long time to come.
And that's a great point that you make. It's, you know, here where I live in the United States, we have the quote-unquote free enterprise system. And people are like, oh, I need all this money to go into business. And they throw up all these roadblocks. Where I remember when I was growing up, we had, you know, the butcher shop and we had the school up the hill and we had the supermarket. And it wasn't like there were six supermarkets in the same neighborhood. There was one supermarket that the neighborhood went and shopped at. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about being in the Philippines was that we would go into the wet market or the dry market, and there was always enough to go around, you know, and people were helping one another. And what was really nice about being in the Philippines was a sense of community I sensed when I was in the form of the municipality. They call it the barangay. It's like the small town. It's like a homeowners group, basically. And I enjoyed the fact that walking down the street, families were getting together, they were talking, they were interacting, they were helping one another. If somebody needed their house painted, there was a house painter. If there was somebody that needed, you know, shoes made, there was a shoemaker. There was the shirt maker you would go to. And it seemed like it was more of a microeconomic system. And I wanted to get your feelings on that, on you know, because it seems like what you're doing is you're creating your own economic community where we're not oversaturating the market with competition everywhere, but it's people helping people.
And that's exactly what it is. It's people helping people. You know, businesses are there providing a service or a product that the people need in the community. And the community, they're providing connection, a sense of significance and belonging to the other people in the community as well, so that everyone feels important, everyone feels like they are actually contributing, because everyone does contribute in their own way. Every single person contributes to the well-being of everyone else around them.
And that is so important, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that and strategies, because you yourself, you know, being a life coach, you know that being a lifter is very, very important. And so many times people are not encouraged. So, Stacy, if you could share with us some strategies about being a lifter, how we can lift others, and as a result of lifting others, we then lift ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Lifting other people up or encouraging them to fulfill their dreams is one of the most significant and one of the best ways that we can actually help each other. So if someone has a dream, actually be proactive in encouraging that person to go and fulfill that dream. If that person is actually out there taking action in their dream, and you can actually see that they're going to just about make a mistake, rather just offer constructive criticism and just say to the person beforehand so that they know what you're doing, I'd just like to offer some constructive feedback or constructive criticism here. If you actually do it this way, this is what's going to happen to the project, whereas if you actually put this in place here, this is actually going to help you succeed a lot more. If we actually truly listen to each other, not just to the words that are said, but to what's behind those words or what's behind the actions of those people, people would actually feel gone.
And what I was getting at, too, is with what you're saying is being open to receive. You know, when you're open to receive and people suggest something, for example, I'll be out and I'll hear somebody say, "I'm trying." And I'm a big fan. I don't know if you're a follower of Star Wars and you remember the character Yoda. And he says, "There is no try. There is either you do or you don't." And so I started telling somebody, I said, "You're not trying, you're doing. And you need to change the mindset to I'm doing this. I talk a lot about quote-unquote weight loss. I don't like the idea of weight loss because when you lose something, you have a tendency to go look for it. I like the concept of weight release because when you release something and you let it go, it's gone forever. And I find a lot of that is emotional too. Why do some businesses succeed while other businesses don't in a quote-unquote capitalist society? And part of it is to do because people point the finger instead of saying, what am I doing? Where is my responsibility? Where is my accountability? So I'd like you to possibly talk about that as well, about how you're helping the people be accountable to themselves while they're also being accountable to the other people in the community.
Being accountable to yourself is very much taking responsibility for everything that happens in your life. So if you're out there taking action and, let's take, for example, one of the books that I've compiled and put together, which is called Communication Impact. Let's use a live example from my own life. And it took a lot longer to get the book done than what I originally planned, okay? The goal was to bring together stories from people in the community that show the importance of communication or the impact that communication has, both negative and positive. And when I started this journey, I didn't realize that it would take a long time to find a really good editor. I had all these stories. I had all these people who'd written their stories, and the next thing I was to go and find an editor. And I found one editor, and they looked at the amount of work and said, "No, too much. You know, you need to find someone else." They were not prepared to do it. And I said, "Okay, no problem." So I went and found another editor. And I think I went through about three different editors before I found Jenny Lewington, who has taken on the project and said, "Yep, I'll definitely do this from start to cover," and she's been amazing. And at any given point in that process, I could have just said, "No, it's everyone else's fault," but I didn't. I could have said it's the editor's fault for not wanting to do the project. I didn't. I said, "No, it's my responsibility. I'm going out there, I need to find an editor. And it took almost 8 months to find a really good editor for this book. And during that time, how I kept the authors informed was I'd actually write emails every month. I'd actually write them an email saying, hi guys, thank you so much for your patience. I understand that we're all waiting on the editor. I have found one and we'll see how we go. But then I'd write another email saying, look, this editor I've originally found hasn't worked out, so I'm now on the journey of finding another editor. So always keeping in contact, always keeping the communication open and honest with people around you through the journey as well, but always keep going. Keep going till you actually achieve something. And it's always up to you to take the next step of action or the next course of action. And if something doesn't work, it doesn't mean that the project is doomed. It just means that this is not the right person or this is not the right thing that you need to be doing. You just need to go find the right person for the job. Some people are really good at editing and some aren't. Some people are really good at speaking and interviewing and some aren't. And we now have a book, all because I kept going, all because I took responsibility and just made it all happen. Regardless of how long it took, it's now there. And now I understand the process, so it would be a lot quicker for the next one.
Well, it's the old adage, persistence breaks down resistance. When things are meant to happen, they will. Everything happens in due time. Now, these aren't just sayings, ladies and gentlemen. These are actual realities. It's when you believe those realities, when you start to look at those and say, hey, no, this editor wasn't meant for me, or no, this person wasn't meant for this project. But then eventually the right person comes in and the project is completed. And the idea is don't force anything, because when it's meant to happen, it will happen. When things are meant to go forward, they will move forward. A great example, you and I share the fact that we're authors in Sources of Wisdom Book 2. And I applaud Jim and Denise for everything that they're doing. And Jim has been very open and upfront and with the process and the trials and tribulations. And I always email back, I applaud you and celebrate you for your communication. And we want everybody here to take a nugget from tonight's show. Be a good communicator. Be honest and upfront with people. Because when you're honest and upfront with people, they'll be honest and upfront with you. And you know what happens? You start to vibrate on the same wavelength. And when you get together on the same wavelength and we all start helping each other, you know what starts to happen? The sick and the homeless, they have family all around. The trees in the forest grow strong and tall again. The children of the world look forward to a future. And then the next lyric is tick-tock, tick-tock, time's ticking away. And that's from a Jimmy Vaughn and Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's the introduction to a song called Tick-Tock. And it's so important to remember that yes, time is important because we never get it back. But we also have to understand to be patient, as we move forward. It takes time to make things sustainable in your own personal life and in charitable work that you're doing or in building these little microeconomic businesses, whatever the case is, it takes some patience. And nobody said the work's going to be easy, but I will tell you this, the work is worth it. Because there's no greater feeling in the world than knowing that you contributed to the betterment of another person's life. You'll see on my Twitter account, ladies and gentlemen, it says, service to humanity is the best work of life. And, Stacey, I want to get your feelings on that, too, about, you know, you're working, you're on the forefront, you see a lot of great projects come to fruition. What are your thoughts about being patient, and what is a quote or a saying or an affirmation that you might use throughout the project to keep you moving forward?
It's actually really important, especially if you've never done something before and this is the first time you're doing it, just to have a lot of patience with yourself as you're learning the process, have patience with the actual process and the unfolding of the journey as you go through it. And also be excited, because as the little things happen, you know that you're a little bit closer. And just know that if you keep taking one little step, another little step, you'll actually get there in the end. The patience is extremely important during all of this, because sometimes it just doesn't happen in the time frame you have set for it to happen. Like, you know, people always go around saying, you know, when you have a goal, put a date on it, when you want it to have by. And in my own personal life, if it's something I know how to do really quickly, yes, it will just happen really quickly. And sometimes it happens before the date that I've set, and sometimes it happens after the date that I've set. So I've actually given up on the date part of it. And all I know is that if I just take one little step, and I just keep being patient with the steps, and I keep being patient with myself, and all the people coming in to support the project, and the people who care about the project, and the people who believe in you, and you just keep going, it will all happen. But you do need patience. It's just part of it.
And let me ask you, is there a favorite quote that you have, or a favorite affirmation, or a favorite poem that you carry with you as a reminder to move forward in the positive direction of the dream and what you're doing?
Personally, I actually have a shirt that I wear, and it says, quitting is not an option. And because I work by myself in my own office, so I actually have my shirt on, and the slogan is, quitting is not an option. And this tall shirt is, it's seen quite a number of years and quite a number of projects through to completion now as well. So it's still not quitting, because I won't let the T-shirt quit, but I also won't let myself quit either. At the end of the day, if things have not happened, you know, as smoothly as what they could have, or things haven't shown up yet, I just remind myself that it's just something else just needs to be put in place. The universe is just helping to align more things, and tomorrow's another day. So we just get back up and just go again tomorrow. One more phone call.
That's a perfect segue into something I definitely wanted to share. I like that. Quitting is not an option. It's a poem that I suggest people print out and carry with them, maybe laminate it, put it on a little business card, so that when things are getting tough in their journey, they look at this and it reminds them to not give up and to move forward. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. And that's the whole idea, ladies and gentlemen. Don't give up. Don't quit. If you have a dream, even though people may laugh at you, people may say things are a little bit different, don't give up and don't quit. We do have a caller on the line. We're going to take the caller, and then we are going to take a little bit of a break. If you are calling from the 215 area code, you are on with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman, and the program is Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you? This is Joyce Brady.
Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
I'm on my cell phone because my house phone kept dying, so I called from my cell phone. Hopefully, I don't lose the signal.
Okay, that's a good thing. Do you have any questions for Stacy this evening? Stacy's calling us all the way from
Australia. Yes, Stacy. my mind goes 30 miles an hour. It is hard for me to do one. I don't know how to relax. As far as giving, I give 1,000,000% of myself to everyone and ask nothing in return. What do you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, I did that for quite a long time. And if you continue to keep giving and giving without receiving in return, you're actually going to get to the point of burnout. And you're going to get to the point where you just can't give anymore. And as one of my really good mentors has shared with me, I'm going to share this with you as well, it's very much a give and take, okay? So you go out and you give to people around you, okay,
mm-hmm.
until your cup is empty. So your cup is now empty. And in order for you to be able to give again, you need to now receive. So you need to give a little, and then you need to receive again for yourself so that you can go out and give a little bit more. And then once you've given, you need to allow the receiving to come back in. Refill your cup.
Okay.
Fill your cup again to the point. Yeah. So if people need to be able to give to you as much as you need to be able to give to them.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Stacy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen to the rest of the show if you choose.
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. And we're going to take a little bit of a break, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman, heard on the Roppenstong Radio Network every Monday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We emanate live from Sunrise, Florida, and we bring you the best in guests for personal development, for empowerment and inspiration to help you change your personal and professional life for the better. As always, we'd like to do a couple of shout-outs. A shout-out to Jenny and Tony from Skyline Chili in Sunrise, Florida, for all the great work that they do in the community. If you're ever in the Sunrise area on University Drive, south of Oakland Park, stop in and say hi to Jenny and Tony. Let them know that Jonathan J. Dog Letterman sent you by. They do great work in the community. And if you're looking to eat healthy, ask them about the J-Dog Special. That is a Greek salad, a baked potato, and an unsweetened iced tea. We also would like to do a shout-out to my cousin Jack, talking about manifestation. I sought a new computer bag for my laptop, and yesterday he came over to my condo and dropped it off without me even asking for it. So it's kind of neat how things work themselves out that way. So a big shout-out to my cousin Jack. A shout-out to my dad, Jack Letterman, for his support and guidance. Shout-outs to everyone who's doing great work in the community. Our person of the week is Ms. Cynthia Siegel. Cynthia Siegel is an intuitive that will help you with your personal and professional life with her Red Phone to God, as she does sessions with her callers. You can read more about Cynthia at www.the-spiritualawakening.com. That's www-spiritualawakening.com. And there are many blog entries there. The person of the week is there. This week it is Cynthia Siegel. And now back to Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is your host, Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. We are fortunate tonight to have a very distinguished guest in Ms. Stacy Ewish. We've been talking about sustainability, having patience, setting goals, making a difference in your personal and professional life, making a difference in the lives of others. The call-in number is 347-857-1896. That's 347-857-1896. And Stacy, we heard some advice about giving to yourself, making yourself important. And do you have any strategies of
or recommendations of what people might be able to do to do for themselves or put themselves first?
That's a really great question, Jonathan, and thank you for asking that one, because if you don't put yourself first, nothing else around you can happen. If you're a mum, okay, let's say for all the mums out there, mums have one of the toughest jobs ever, and they are basically switched on 24/7 when they have their little children. And if a mum doesn't give to herself, if mum doesn't take time out and go have a massage or go to the gym or go for a bit of a bike ride or do some yoga or something for her, then she's going to become so depleted that she cannot give to her children and her family and her husband anymore. You know, and it's the same in the workplace as well. If someone is working on a project and they don't take time out for themselves, if they don't replenish their own fuel systems and they don't give to themselves, if they don't love themselves, their project is going to be halted. Their project is going to stop somewhere along the line and they're going to crash and burn and they're going to be forced into taking time out. I actually have a little bit of a saying. You can take, you know, an afternoon off and go and enjoy rolling down grassy hills and climbing trees and swinging on the swings, or you can spend 2 weeks in bed being sick and throwing up. Which would you prefer? Because either way, you have to take time out. Would you like to take time out that you actually enjoy and you have fun and it's pleasurable? Or do you want to take time out where it's like, oh, I feel so horrible and sick and please give me a workflow? You know, so you take time out regardless. I always encourage people to go and enjoy their time out. Do things that make them happy during the week. At least a half an hour every day. At least.
I always suggest about 15 minutes because in our culture, everything's so hustle and so bustle, you know, and it, a lot of times it's difficult for people to find that 15 minutes, but it's so true that if you can rejuvenate or get yourself centered in the morning by getting a routine, I know for me, when I find myself taking those 15 minutes and writing in the gratitude journal, reading the Mary Manning Morrissey Miracle Minute book, reading the Reverend Diadio Moses' book with the daily prayers and daily affirmations about healing your life that way, and then really meditating on it and putting myself in that frame of mind and getting really connected with, call it Source, God, Jesus, whatever we want, whatever anyone wants to call it, it's whatever anybody's comfortable with. I find myself having a better day, and wanted to ask if you have any strategies where people can put themselves into a better frame of mind, or when they find themselves having a challenging moment, a challenging time, how they can go from that frantic and stress mode to a happier mode.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. If you've got happy people in the workplace, then you've got a happy workplace. And your customers are a lot happier as well, because they can actually tell when they come through the door what sort of mood you're in or what sort of day you've been having as well. But if you're taking care of you, if you're going out there having some fun, go to a dance class or walk the dog in the afternoons or, you know, watch a happy movie or something, then that comes across when you're talking to people around you as well.
Excellent, excellent. And a lot of it is also just, you know, making, quote-unquote, lemonade out of lemons. We all have challenges. We all have trials and tribulations. Last week I had a guest on and we talked about, you know, turning loss into joy and looking for the positives and looking at what, you know, becomes after a loss and how we can, you know, find that joy. I told somebody the other day, I was backing out of my parking spot at the condo. Gentleman was coming around the corner. I didn't see him. He didn't see me. And my first reaction is, how do you miss this big yellow neon car? My car looks like a banana. It's a very bright color. It's the NASCAR yellow paint job. It's like, how do you miss this thing? But he, for whatever reason, wasn't thinking. I bumped into him. He drove away and pulled into another parking spot. I pulled into my parking spot and basically chased him down and let him know what happened. Some people would say, well, you know, if you didn't do that, you would have been scouted. And I said, no, I just wouldn't have felt good about myself. And I wrote about that in the blog, as I mentioned, www.the-spiritualawakening.com. And I looked and I said, there's a lesson here. The lesson here is to be appreciative nobody got hurt. And this is the universe's way, God's way of telling me, slow down. So in everything that we do, every experience that we have, there's a message. And if you could share with the listeners ways to find the messages.
The messages actually just come from within you, within yourself, within your own persona, and how you relate to other people around you as well. Because a lot of people are going through a bad day. I just want to share a little bit of a story, you know, if I may, please.
Certainly.
I was actually doing some panel work on one of my cars because the panel had been a bit dented and stuff. And I just finished all the panel work. I spray painted it, put it back on the car and polished it all up and washed the car, and it was all beautiful. And friends of mine were coming over this particular weekend because we're all going to go four-wheel driving. And my friends turned up in their four-wheel drive, and one of them had accidentally backed into my car. Just so happens they actually crumpled the panel that I just finished putting on my car, finished painting, polishing and everything. And I stood there and I looked at my friend and I said, okay, well, you just need to fix that. Yeah, that's all right. No harm done, it's no damage, it's just a tiny dent. Yeah, we can fix it. And my friend stood there, absolutely flabbergasted. I went, you're not going to yell at me? You're not angry with me? I went, no, there's no reason to be. You know, I'm a bit upset because I've just finished putting that panel on, but it's only a panel. You know, we can fix it. We can put a new one on. We can pull it all off. And I think the messages are coming, and what I'm trying to get to here is the messages are coming from within us. From where we are centered in life. If we are happy, we are content, we are centered, we are grounded in ourselves and in our work and in our lives, then the messages that come from us will be portrayed. The message at that point in my life was, okay, so what? It can be fixed. There's no harm done. There's no people hurt. It was just an accident. You know, you just need to look over your shoulder a bit more. The message for him is that, you know, he was expecting a reaction from me that he just didn't get. But messages come in everything around us. Messages can come from our meditation that we do when we go within and look from within ourselves. Messages can come from the people around us. Messages can come from the bush as well. And I think the messages are actually just responding to what's going on within us. If we're having a bad day and we wake up all full of anger and bitterness and stuff, then the world around us is going to respond to that. And nothing is going to go right. If we wake up just happy and at peace with everything and just going with the flow with everything, then life is going to respond to us as well.
It's the vibrations that we give off. I know that when I go out and I collect for the American Cancer Society, it's one of my pet charities. The listeners, they've all heard the story of why I do that. And I find myself when I walk in with just a happy that it doesn't matter if somebody donates or doesn't donate, and I don't take it personally, and I don't make assumptions, and I don't sit in judgment, and I'm impeccable with my word, that everything that I say or do has a resonance to it that creates a positive situation. Now, the same situation, I tell people, I can walk into a business, I sell advertising space as well, and I walk in, ladies and gentlemen, to sell advertising space, and I know why it's important to advertise, and I know the target audience at the magazine I represent is good, and I know it's worth $140 for a quarter-page ad to invest in this person's business and to try to get more business. If they do not resonate with you or they don't vibrate with you, it has nothing to do with you. It's what their belief system is, what their mindset is. And when they're ready, they'll come around. And it's the same adage that I tell everybody. My listeners, you've heard it before. Some will, some won't. Some waiting. So what? Next. Because there's enough people out there that will help you with projects. There's enough people that will help you to sustain your goals. They'll see the vision that you have of changing the world one person at a time, creating micro environments so everybody can help one another. Because it would be great to have everybody on that same page, on the same wavelength, making a difference. And that's why we applaud Stacy for the work that she does. And, Stacy, if people want to find more about the work that you do, how can they get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is to go straight to the website, which is www.generational-change-foundation.org, and click on the contact button, and there'll be a telephone number, and an email there, so you can either phone me or send me an email message, and I'll get them either way. So that's the best way. Or contact me through Facebook, if you're connected on Facebook as well.
Fantastic. And that's how Stacy and I connected, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about social media, reaching out, and you never know where things are going to lead. And again, another nugget for the listeners tonight, don't be afraid to ask. Stacy and I, we were communicating back and forth, and we got talking a little bit, and I said, do me a favor, send me an email about what you do. And she did. And here it is, March 25th, 7:53 in the evening. We're wrapping up the interview on Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. Now, what would have happened if I would have looked up Stacy and said, man, Stacy is so qualified, and Stacy's so far above where I'm at, and she's done all these great things, and she's a published author, and she's in a movie, and all, and I never reached out and asked. I would have missed out on a great guest this evening. So the nugget is to go out and to ask, ladies and gentlemen. Make connections, because you never know the difference you're going to make. Because Stacy was on the show tonight, we actually helped one of our callers. And that's what we're here for every week, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at 347-857-1896. We're here to help you. If you're having a challenge in your personal or professional life, call us, because we're bringing great guests like Stacy Ewish to you to help us take time for ourselves, get in tune with our divinity that lies within us, to make sustainable relationships and sustainable communities. And Stacy, I'm going to ask if you have any closing comments. We have about 2 minutes left before we do the wrap up and the close. Anything that you'd like to add, or any advice or wisdom that you'd like to impart on the listeners?
Jonathan, the only thing I would actually really like to say to everyone who's listening out there is to contribute. Contribute to your life. Contribute to the world around you. Contribute to other people's lives. You actually do have a gift for our world, and you have a gift for the people around you. And the people can only receive that gift if you actually show up as who you are authentically and contribute. So please show up and contribute.
Excellent. And that is fantastic, fantastic advice from Stacey Ewish. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Stacey for coming on Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. It's time to get ready to close out the show. And if anybody would like to call in the last 4 minutes, the number is 347-857-1896. But once again, I want to direct everybody to my blog, www.the-spiritualawakening.com. If you have a specific topic that you'd like to have covered in the blog, or if you have a specific topic suggestion for the radio show, please connect with me through www.the-spiritualawakening.com. And the key is to contribute. It doesn't have to be money. A lot of people get tied up. We've had this discussion numerous times on the show. You can contribute your gift. If you're a musician, you can sing. If you're a painter, you can paint. If you're a poet, you can write. If you're a novelist, you can write. If you are someone like myself who is a public address announcer, maybe you go to your local Little League and volunteer your time, because it does two things. It hones your skill, and it gets your name out there. That's two things. And then there's another thing it does. It gives back to the community. And I will tell you, there's something great when you're up in the press box and you're watching the kids play football or baseball, and you're making it sound like Yankee Stadium or a Super Bowl or whatever the case is, and you leave that press box knowing you made a difference that day. You touched some lives. You may not have realized it at the time, but you did. The same thing for this week. When you're out and about the community, I have a challenge. Hold the door open for somebody. Smile to them. Tell them that there's greatness within them. If you're in a classroom, you're volunteering your time as a class mom or a class dad, tell the kids you come in contact with that you believe in them, that there's greatness within them. Make that a point this week and see the reaction you get. Some might look at you like you're a little out there. Others will be like, thank you, I needed that. Because if we believe in each other, and we help one another, and we're a little patient in what we're doing, great things are going to happen. There are signs and there are messages all around us. There's greatness within each one of us. You have a talent. If someone has not encouraged you to pursue that talent, I'm here tonight to tell you to go for it. And if you're afraid that people will laugh at you, let me tell you, Richard Branson tells his employees, don't come to me with an idea unless you've been told it cannot work, unless you've been laughed at by at least three people. Because people will laugh, people will be skeptical. It doesn't mean your idea is not a good idea. It doesn't mean you're not talented and you're not worthy. All they're doing is showing their own fear of moving forward. Be courageous. Be bold. Go for it. And as Stacey said, be a contributor. Be a contributor in some way, somehow. Tonight, while you're celebrating Passover, you're celebrating Easter this week, see how you can contribute to make that environment a happy, healthy environment. Ask yourself, how can I be of service and value? That is the plan for this week. I encourage you to be of service and value and to make a difference in your life and in the lives of others, and to always remember that service to humanity is the best work of life. And until next time, this is Jonathan J. Dog Letterman reminding you to stay positive.
This episode of Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman was created by Third Eye Live Productions, LLC.
Copyright 2010, all rights reserved. The show host is Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. Your comments, email thirdeyelive@yahoo.com. Thank you to our guests and our listeners, and until next week, remember to stay positive.